A dispute over the revocation of a Wrangell physician's work at the city's hospital has finally resulted in ending the doctor's contract. The dust-up over Dr. Greg Szilard's work has been going back and forth between the Wrangell Medical Center board, who voted in November to revoke, and the physician for months. A Superior Court judge in December ordered Szilard's work rights be reinstated until a fair review hearing was conducted. That hearing concluded on February 21st. KSTK's Charlotte Duren has the details.
After the hearing, the committee had 20 days to file a decision on whether to grant a continued contract with WMC or to end the doctor's medical privileges at the hospital. On Friday, the WMC review hearing committee decided to end his contract. Hospital CEO Noel Sel Ray says the review hearing committee's decision is consistent with its November decision.
They held or reaffirmed their decision that they made back in November, and that would conclude the appeal process under the MedStaff bylaws.
The Hospital Review Hearing Committee and Dr. Szilard are not disclosing the issues discussed at the meeting. However, Szilard said he's surprised by the committee's decision and plans to fight it.
Well, of course, I'm extremely disappointed. They made a decision based on very few incidents, none of which had anything to do with patient care. And what they've done is totally without precedent. I mean, a board does not deny privileges under conditions such as this.
Szilard is employed through Alaska Island Community Services, a nonprofit medical clinic. He started work as a physician in Wrangell in 2009 and was initially contracted to have hospital privileges through February of 2011. Last year, the WMC board granted Szilard a temporary contract extension to November of 2011. Now that the committee has denied Szilard a contract renewal, his attorney, Lee Holen, says they're working to get an injunction from the court to reinstate his privileges until the court has made a decision on the larger issues.
When we went to the judge earlier, he indicated he thought that Greg raised serious and substantial issues about whether or not he should have privileges. And so we'll intend to explore that with the court system. He has both grounds for appeal of this board decision as well as an independent whistleblower suit, because these issues were raised against him after he complained about the administration to the assembly.
At this time, Szilard is not authorized to work at the hospital. This infringes on his contract with AICS and ability to work with hospital and long-term care patients. He says if this is not reversed, AICS will no longer be able to keep him on as their physician. Medical Center Board Chairman Mark Robinson could not be reached for comment before this report's deadline. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duren.